Life Real Crime is a true crime podcast brought to you by Woody Overton and executive producer Toby Tompley.
Contain descriptions of acts of violence or that are of a sexual nature. It should be for people that are 18 years or older. Heed my warning, people. I do not get the facts of these cases off the internet or from some television show. The facts we're retelling you were presented to us by the victims of the crimes or the perpetrators who committed the crimes against the victims. My description of the crime scenes or what I saw with my own two eyes. If you're gonna get offended, please turn this podcast off now. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. It's Woody Overton, your host of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. And I'm coming to y'all today to say thank you, thank you, thank you for making our Facebook page, our private group, Real Life, Real Crime, friends, fans, and crew, past 30,000 members, y'all. And now actually today it's like 30,500 members. And that's because you lifers are out there constantly inviting other people to join the group. Now look, it's a private group. It's true crime. It's not for everybody, but it's awesome. If you like Real Life, Real Crime, you get to see me interact with all the fans and all the lifers interacting with each other. And there's a lot of discussion on the stories. There's a lot of true crime posts, but it is a private group. We don't just let anybody in. So if you want to join, if you like Real Life, Real Crime, submit a request to Real Life, Real Crime, friends, fans, and crew. That's K-R-E-W-E. That's a Louisiana play on words. And one of our dream team moderators, who are the best in the world, will get you approved to join the group. And y'all join, and if you like it, keep doing what you're doing, inviting other people. I mean, over 30,500 on a private crew page, that's pretty impressive, I'm not going to lie. So I told y'all when we reached 30,000 that I was going to tell a couple little quick funny stories, and I am. But I want to, again, tell everybody thank you. I love and appreciate each and every one of you. Lifers rule. You're the best fans in the world. I put you up against anybody, right? Couple quick updates. Courtney Coco, our fine governor, John Bel Edwards, has put a moratorium on any courtroom proceedings, including Pettit and grand juries, until March the 1st. So you're not going to hear anything until after March the 1st, and that's due to COVID. So I certainly hope you're staying safe and you're staying well. Hope everybody is getting vaccinated or whatever. I'm going to tell you, yesterday I had to take my father to the hospital. He fell and had taken by ambulance to the hospital. And we were in a big emergency room, an emergency room that I've been to 100 times as a detective. You know, after people get shot, et cetera, you have to go in and interview them, victims of crimes or rapes or whatever. And listen, there wasn't a spot in this emergency room that didn't have a bed shoved on a wall somewhere. There wasn't an empty spot all the way around the nurse's stations. There was no rooms. I mean, COVID is the real deal. People are seriously in trouble, and these hospitals are seriously overwhelmed. So I'm just praying that we can come out of this. Man, we just got to get past COVID. Our live shows, we still got them coming, y'all. We just got to get past COVID. So anyway, I don't know. And Miss Barbara Blunt's case, please continue to call in your tips. I appreciate it. And we are working on it. But again, we are underneath COVID. Everybody is strained to the limits. And the difference on this one in Courtney Coco's case is you had Sheriff Jason Ard and his crew of detectives, true professionals, and they want to solve this case. But you can only do what you can do when your hands are tied by, and the pandemic's at the worst it's ever been. So I don't know. But so prayers for everybody. Thank you so much for liking us and sharing us. And I mean, our numbers are growing phenomenally. I can't believe during COVID this whole time we've grown so much. I'm well over 3 million listens now, way past that mark. But it's because y'all liking us and sharing us, et cetera. Patreon members, love you. I appreciate you so much. And you are going to be getting a patron only episode this week, and it's going to be later on in the week. I'm not doing a regular episode, but you're going to get a patron only bonus episode for the patron vault. You patron members who have taken advantage of the yearly, the yearly discount is what it is. You get 2 months off if you paid the year in advance. I appreciate y'all doing that. You know that you do not have to wait on your benefits. If it's a 3 months and you get the t-shirt or whatever, you pay that, you get it automatically. So if we owe you something, the phone calls, I'm loving talking to y'all. Some awesome lifers out there that I've got to talk to, and you know who you are. But if we owe you something and we're not up on it, please message me or Cindy Overton, and we will get you taken care of, okay? You can't be a Patreon member. I get it. I understand. These are hard times, and I love you all anyway. If you go to iTunes and leave me a review, or subscribe to Real Life Real Crime so you don't have to wonder when the latest episode is dropped. You'll get a notification. It's free. Anywhere that you listen to podcasts, y'all, you can subscribe to us. So I just want to thank everybody, and I'm going to tell you some really stupid, funny stories. Just a couple, because I promised you I would. They're not full-length stories, but I'm going to tell you, let me just get to it. All right, so in the state of Louisiana, there is a law. It's Louisiana Revised Statute 14:285. It's called harassing telephonic or electronic communications. So if you call somebody up and you do prank calls like we did when we were kids, but you do it to the point where you're harassing them, you can actually be charged with it. And I had this one guy years ago. I'm not going to say what department I was with or anything, because I don't know where it's at in adjudication on the case. But this guy was a full-blown nut job, and he would look up these people's, now this will tell you how old it was, he would look up these people's numbers in the phone book. Back, for those of you who don't know what phone books were, back in the day, we didn't have the internet and all that, right? But you had the phone book, so you could, like, you want to look up Woody Overton, you go to the O's and look up under Overton until you find my name, right? And then a lot of times it'll have your street address, etc. This guy would go through the phone book and pick out people and write down their names. And
do you guys know what May 12th is? Sunday, May 12th?
Mama's Day.
That would be correct. It's Mother's Day. So let me ask you, do you basically get your mom the same gift every year for Mother's Day? Maybe some flowers, some chocolates, maybe a robe or a framed photo, right? Boring stuff, right?
Right.
Well, let me tell you about something that's totally cool and different from Mother's Day that will never wilt, spoil, or put an extra 10 pounds around her waist. I'm talking about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty unique. Cool, right?
Right.
Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. Your mom can either type a response to the email, or she can record her voice if she prefers to do that, or she can do both. And mylifeinabook.com then compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book, as well as an audiobook. And if you want, and she's up to the task technically, you know, the audiobook is a great extra thing to be able to do. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and your future generations can treasure. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is kind of your chance to give her a way to share them. Every family's a little bit different, and in my family, we love to give each other a really hard time. So I've taken the approach in doing this of asking my mom to comment on some of those family moments that might be a bit embarrassing to other family members. Last week, my question was, Mom, did you feel guilty that day you hit me over the head with your wooden clog and Dad had to take me to the hospital for 8 stitches? Mom's response, back in the day, I was the disciplinarian of the house. And when you were 8 years old, you refused to get out of Nancy's, that's my sister's, plastic kiddie pool. I told you 10 times to get out of the damn pool. You didn't listen, so I chased you around the yard. And when you slipped, I nailed you right on the head. That was the last time you got in that kiddie pool. Of course, Dad had to lie to the ER and tell him that that you fell on your head, but I nailed you good. The entire process with My Life in a Book is simple, and in the end, Mom will have a great keepsake that can remain in your family for generations.
Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code RLRC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code RLRC for 10% off today.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Memorize or write down the street addresses, and he would come up with some prank to play on them. And I'm going to do maybe 2 or 3 that are not X-rated for y'all and patron members that you're drop that you're going to get this week. I'm going to do 5 or 6 that are all X-rated, because his X-rated ones were really pretty explicit. So what he would do, and he was obsessed with it. I mean, he would do it all day long. He would look up people and he would call them and then try to get a reaction out of them. So let me tell you one that pops into my mind. Which one do I want to start with? It's not X-rated. Okay. So he found an ad in the paper for this lady that was selling golden retriever puppies, right? So he calls the number, and for him, almost as important as doing the act of the funny phone call, not funny phone call, but the harassing phone call, he recorded everything. This dumbass recorded every single one of these calls, and I wish I had access to them, although I probably couldn't play them because, like I said, I don't know what happened on adjudication. And really, I wouldn't want to play them because the victims' names would be in it. But he looked up a lady that was selling golden retriever puppies. All right. And it said whatever for sale for however much, et cetera. So he calls it up, the phone rings, and she answers and says, hello. And he says, hi, this is Steve Johnson. I see your ad in the paper for the golden retriever puppies. She said, yes, sir. And how can I help you? He said, well, how big are they? And she said, well, they're all, you know, 4 or 5 pounds. They're growing really good. And they're about 8 weeks old now. And he said, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Yeah. I like golden retrievers. She said, yes, sir. It's a fine breed. He said, yes, ma'am, it is. And he said, what are you feeding them? And she said, well, I feed them, a puppy chow, a puppy dog mix. And she said, but you know, they're past the stage of having to eat it where it's soft. She said, I don't have to wet it down anymore. It's hard now. And he said, he said, so, but he said, let me back up. And he said, are they big enough to eat yet? She said, yeah, I just told you I'm feeding them in puppy chow. And he said, oh, okay. That's right. That's right. You told me that. He said, why are you feeding them puppy chow? She said, well, that's because that's what my vet recommends. He said, He said, that's no good. And she said, what do you mean? He said, puppy chow makes the meat taste sour. And she said, what do you mean? He said, you need to feed them cornbread and milk. And she said, what are you talking about? And he said, cornbread milk makes the meat taste sweet. That puppy chow you feed them is some nasty shit. It makes the meat taste sour. She said, wait a minute. What do you want to do with these puppies? He said, I want to eat them. And she said, what? She said, these puppies make great pets. And he said, bitch, lots of puppies make great pets. He said, but golden retriever puppies are good to barbecue. And he said, I want to get them puppies and skin them out and put them in the barbecue pit and eat them. She said, you're not getting one of my puppies. He said, bitch, I'm going to come over there and get all your puppies. And click, she hangs up on him, right? So this gives you the mindset of this guy. Just a nut job. Let me think of another one. He called FedEx, all right? The lady answered, this is FedEx. We fly any, their motto used to be way back then, we fly anything or we deliver anything, anywhere, anytime, right? And so he called me and she said, this is FedEx. We deliver anything, anywhere, whatever the motto was. And he said, good. This is Bob Johnson. She said, well, Mr. Johnson, how can I help you? And he said, well, I got a package I need delivered. She said, yes, sir. That's what we do. He said, good. He said, well, she said, what do you have? And where's it going? He said, well, I need a package to go from Mexico, Monterey, Mexico to Minneapolis, Minnesota. She said, okay. She said, we can work with you on that. He said, good. She said, so what do you have? And he said, well, I have 150 pack mules I need flown from Monterey, Mexico to Minneapolis, Minnesota. And she stopped and paused. He said, ma'am, are you there? She said, yes, sir, I'm here. And he said, well, you're FedEx, right? She said, yes, sir. And he said, well, I need these pack mules flown from Mexico to Minneapolis, Minnesota. She said, well, sir, we don't fly pack mules. He said, what do you mean? She said, I mean, we don't fly pack mules. He said, your ad says you fly anything, anywhere, anytime. She said, well, yes, sir, not pack mules, though. And he said, well, I'm going to have to sue you for false advertising. He said, well, wait a minute. Is it a matter of them pooping on your plane? He said, because I can hire somebody with a pooper scooper to sit behind them and pick up the poop when they poop on your plane. She said, no, sir. It's not a matter of having someone with a pooper scooper. We do not fly pack mules. And he said, well, bitch, what am I supposed to do with 150 pack mules? And she's kind of wise to it was a prank caller now, right? She says, well, I guess you're going to have to ride them one at a time from Monterey, Mexico to Minneapolis, Minnesota. And he said, you one dumb bitch. He said, if I had to ride them one pack mule at a time from Monterey, Mexico to Minneapolis, Minnesota, they'd be plumb wore out when they got to Minnesota and wouldn't be any fun for sex games. And she hung up on him. Let me take another one. All right. This was a little bit X-rated, but it's not so bad. He called this lady and I'll do another one. He called this lady and I got her name and let's say it was Susie Smith, right? Whatever. And he said, and she answered the phone. She said, hello. And said, is this Susie Smith? And he said, yes, it is. And he said, yeah, Susie Smith of 1515 Mayflower Street in Scranton, Texas. Yes, sir, it is. And he said, well, this is Ted Harris with the Singer Harris Corporation in Dallas, Texas. How are you doing? She said, I'm doing fine, sir. How are you? And he said, well, I'd be doing a lot better if you didn't owe me $3,000. She said, what are you talking about? He said, you owe me $3,000. She said, I don't understand what you're talking about, sir. He said, you came to my store and you bought $3,000 worth of merchandise. And you took it and you said you was going to pay us and you hadn't paid us. And so you're a thief and I want my money or I want my merchandise. And she said, I don't never heard of you before, and I don't know what you're talking about. And he said, you are Susie Smith of 1515 Mayflower Street. She said, that's correct. He said, well, and she said, and who did you say you were again? He said, I'm Ted Harris with the Singer Harris Corporation in Dallas, Texas, bitch, and you owe me money. She said, I never heard you anybody talk to me like that. And she said, I don't have your merchandise, and I've never been to your store. He said, for real? She said, yeah, for real. And he said, well, then you don't mind that I got four guys coming down there to ransack your fucking house and look for my shit, do you? And she said, what? He said, that's right, bitch. They were about to kick in your motherfucking door and ransack your house and tear your shit apart. And she hung up on him. But just goes to show you the mindset of this cat. He's just out the box. And, I'll do you one more little funny one. And y'all, this again is a thank you for inviting people. But it is a true crime. It's a real crime. 14285, harassing electronic or telephonic communications. And I'm going to do this one. And this one is for adults only. So he called, and this lady answers phone. She says, hello. It's a little old lady. Said, hello. And he said, is Lucius Johnson there? And she said, no, he's not here. He said, well, where is he? And she said, well, he's down at the ballroom. And he said, oh, okay, all right. Yeah, he told me he's probably going to be going down there. She said, well, who is this? He said, this is Mac Creed. He said, okay, Mr. Mac. She said, can I take a message for him? He said, no, I don't think so. He said, when is he going to be back from that ballroom? And she said, oh, he's going to be back later on this evening. I imagine he likes to go down to the ballroom. He said, yeah, that motherfucker likes to drink, doesn't he? She said, yeah, well, he likes to go down there and have him a beer or two on Fridays. And he said, well, she said, you sure I can't leave him a message? She said, well, no, I was just going to call him and see if it's all right if I come down there and get a little pussy from you. And she said, well, you know, she said, what'd you say? He said, I said, I was calling him to see, I was calling Lucius to see if it was all right if I come down there and get a little pussy from you. She said, pussy, you must want to get killed. He said, no, bitch, I don't want to get killed. I want some pussy. And she said, well, I never. He said, that's not what Lucius say. Lucius say you be giving that pussy out all the time. And she said, fuck you. And he said, fuck you. That's exactly what I want to do. And she hung up on him. So anyway, I could do these forever. I'm trying to remember some more of the stupid, funny ones. But anyway, it just goes on and on. I just wanted to make y'all smile today, and I appreciate you. Anyway, Patreon members, you'll get a full-length episode later on this week. Going to be recording, taking the week off from the regular Real Life Real Crime. We concluded Monsters, the series, or I concluded that last week. Tough series, right? And I am going to be talking to our state rep about getting that law changed where certain people cannot get a pardon. And I will do a call out to all lifers when that happens. A story needs to be told. People need to know that can actually happen, or that actually happened and can happen again if we don't do something to change it. But I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Y'all, Cameo, if you've ever heard of Cameo, we got something coming up with that. It'll be before February 1st. Also, two different things on Cameo. One is where I'm going to be doing cameos, and the other one is we have some people that are going to come on and talk about Real Life Real Crime. But so that's in the works. And then what else? New ringtones. Toby Tomplay has done some great mixes on stuff that if that's not released already, I think there's like four of them, y'all. One of them's pretty funny. And you know, Patreon members, you get the unedited, commercial-free version early before everybody else. And Monsters, I was fortunate enough to drop it like a week early twice. So you get to hear all the bloopers and the boom Tobies and stuff like that. So, but Shit, I'm trying to think what else I'm supposed to say. Anyway, thank you so much. I know this wasn't much, but it's a little bit. Thank you for y'all inviting other people. And I say every 10,000, I'll get on and tell something stupid or funny. And I hope y'all made you smile this morning or whenever you're listening to this. So, Real Life, Real Crime. And thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to be 2 years old February, I think the 3rd. Y'all, February 3rd, and we're going to be over 3.5 million listens in 2 years. And we were only at like, you know, last February, we were only at 1 million. So you do the math. But that's because of y'all, best fans in the world. I appreciate you. Local advertisers, reach out, y'all, if you want, if you're in the state of Louisiana, or you got a product you want to advertise. Look, we do all the national commercials, and that's fine, but I want to support local, like Black Sheep Creative, that's Clint Sanchez's company where they do all our web design and all that. And y'all should go check that out because he's been working on updating our website and all that stuff. Black Sheep Creative, of course we support our local musicians even though they can't play shit right now. The Chase Tyler Band, y'all, when it comes back on, they're going to be rocking it. Toby Tomplay. I mean, he's our producer, and he wears many different hats. But hell, I mean, he's a performer and an excellent musician. Those guys are hurting. But if you're a local business and we can support you, and it's not a conflict with one of our national commercials, then we certainly are open to talking to you about whatever, whether it's I don't care if it's, a local brewery or a restaurant or a law firm or whatever. Just reach out to us. We'll work something out because I believe in supporting local. Y'all know the fan base. Even though we're in 127 countries across the world, we have a huge, naturally, following in Louisiana. So anyway, I'm not going to take any more of y'all's time. Patron members, don't be afraid to use your benefits. Yearly patron members, you get all your benefits at one time. All lifers, thank you for listening and liking and sharing. Y'all, please continue to tell other people about us and help us grow and watch us grow. And just big things are coming. We just got to get past COVID. And I just thank you so, so much for everything. Open to suggestions, y'all. And I try to respond to every single person that messages me across all our platforms. And like Instagram is at Real Life Real Crime or at Overton Woody. I don't know, man, but we have so many. I'm supposed to memorize all this stuff, but it is what it is. LOPA, y'all know how I feel about that. Louisiana Organ Procurement Agency, give the gift of life. Take a minute, go to LOPA.org, sign up to be an organ donor. You're not going to care if you're dead anyway, if they use your organs, but it's saving lives every day. They're a nonprofit organization. They're my personal mission. Sign up. Be an organ donor. Give the gift of life or sight. And then I'll be back next week, y'all, with a new series. I don't know if it's going to be a series, but it's going to be probably at least a two-parter. But it's called Pad Tracks, PADTRAX, and I'll leave it at that. Other than saying evidence, evidence, evidence. Evidence is everything to a criminal case. So really good criminal case, evidence is key. Other than your interviews, which even your interviews are considered evidence, right? But the information you get out of them. But other than working a crime scene, well, when you work your crime scene, you're collecting evidence. But other than maybe being in court, shit, evidence is everything. Evidence probably takes up 90% of your time on a case. But how evidence is handled and what is done with it is hugely important. And I'm going to tell you a story. It's going to piss you off, but then I'm going to tell you how we're going to remedy it, how we're going to fix it going forward. And everybody in the world needs to listen to the next episode, Pad Tracks. So anyway, that's it. And I'm Woody Overton, your host of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. And until next time or ever, don't let me catch you down on Murder Bayou. Peace.
Get ready, you're gonna do time. Real life, real crime.
Real Life, Real Crime is a true crime podcast brought to you by Woody Overton and executive producer Toby Templey.